Holiday greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the second week of December 2023. Camp is gearing up for a lot of holiday parties for hundreds of campers this week, so let's get started on what's going on here at Camp Courageous. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. And wow, are we entering a festive time here at Camp Courageous. Last year, our volunteer Jeff Pitlick was out here, and it was during one of our holiday parties. I said, Jeff, take a break from working and go and check out our holiday parties. And he goes, he went down to our lodge and he saw Santa, he saw all these campers having a wonderful time. He goes, you got to tell people about this. This is incredible. And it really does put you in the holiday spirits and seeing campers have just such a wonderful time here at Camp Courageous. So our holiday parties for youth will be December 11th and the 12th. And it will be going from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then for adults, it will be on the 13th. And the Wednesday party will also be going from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So come out, be a part of it. Wow, if you want to get your heart in the right place during the holidays, is come and see all the joy that is what is Camp Courageous, especially during this time of the year. We've had some great respite care weekends here the past weekend and had a wonderful time, giving the parents a great break from the day-to-day care of their loved ones. Our travel campers were down in Nevada, having a wonderful time. They had a great time at Shark Reef Aquarium. They visited the Grand Canyon, one of my favorites. They went to Hoover Dam and had just a wonderful time exploring the state of Nevada. Camp Courageous is currently has its application online. We opened up adult and travel trip registration on December the 4th, and then we'll have youth opening up on January 15th at 7 a.m. So go to campcourageous.org and check out our camper applications online and get ready to get registered for 2024. A big thank you to the DeWitt Knights of Columbus for giving Camp Courageous the opportunity to tell them a little bit about the camp and receive some of their Tootsie Roll money. Great organization. A big thank you to all the Knights of Columbus throughout the state of Iowa who support the camp through their Tootsie Roll campaign. A big thank you to Joanne Burrish. Joanne donated her car to the camp this past week. Camp Courageous accepts any type of vehicles. Russ Yankovic is in charge of this particular program. Get a hold of camp, get a hold of Russ, and we'll be more than happy to visit with you about the donation of any type of vehicle, a car, truck, boat, you name it. Camp Courageous' largest fundraiser, of course, is the Manchester Garage Sale. A big thank you to all the volunteers up there, all those people that bring donated items, and of course, all those people that shop. They're open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at the Manchester Garage Sale, and also on Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Also, every Saturday, they're open from 9 a.m. to noon at the Manchester Garage Sale. Then here at Camp Courageous, we have our own sale going throughout the winter months. It is open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, and on Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. The first Saturday of every month, they are also open from 9 a.m. to noon. Please check out our garage sales, a great opportunity to get some good deals and to be supporting Camp Courageous. Another way you can be supporting Camp Courageous that won't cost you any money whatsoever is the Cedar Rapids Gazette's Give Back. Go to the Gazette Gives Back program right on the website of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, or you can go to Camp Courageous and see where you can vote. If you're a Gazette subscriber, you get 5 votes, and if you are not, you get 1 vote. And we encourage you to vote for Camp Courageous. This gives us free advertisement throughout the year, and it's a great way to support the camp. Also, if you're looking for a great stocking stuffer this time of the year, Camp Courageous has its Fiat that it is raffling off. Once again, a big thank you to Eloise Dennis who donated this beautiful Fiat 500. It is a cool car, and we encourage you to buy a raffle ticket. They're only $25, and you can go online and buy a raffle ticket, or you can get them here at Camp Courageous. Fruitcakes are available throughout the area. We encourage you to pick one of those up. They're only $10 or 1 pound, and they're at most grocery stores throughout Eastern Iowa. Big fundraiser for the camp, and we appreciate all those that support that. We have water aerobics going on throughout the winter months. Check out our swimming pool. It is busy 7 days a week, and we got swimming lessons, water aerobics, and all kinds of activities there. Our need of the week is chapstick that you use on your lips. We have a lot of campers with chap lips, and chapstick is a big need. You can get a link there on our website to an Amazon wish list. We've lost many dear friends this past week. 95-year-old Mary Noonan from Cascade was one of our aerobic ladies. Her and a group of ladies from Cascade would constantly come over, and just a joy to be around. Our sympathy goes out to Mary Noonan's family. Rose Hubler, she was a nurse here at camp throughout the mid-80s to early 90s. A wonderful person, and Rose was a great nurse here at camp. Our sympathy goes out to her family. Jack Carstensen passed away. Jack's memorials came to Camp Courageous. Once again, a good friend of the camp. Carol Lynn State from Edgewood area, also the Manchester area, great friend of the camp for decades. Her family is very involved in Camp Courageous. Our sympathy goes out to her family. And lastly, we are saddened by the passing of Kathy Kuriger. Kathy was from Monticello. Her dad, Bernard Kuriger, was one of our honorary board members, one of the first volunteers out here at Camp Courageous. A wonderful person, a great family, and our sympathy goes out to Kathy Kuriger's family. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and wonderful weekend. Come join us Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for our holiday parties here at camp. Stay healthy, make it a plan to come visit camp. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.